Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do say thank you for this another day. Father, you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory. Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission. Father God, hallelujah, and we embrace the gifts, Father God, of what you have given unto us. Father, we say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us on today. Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare, Father God, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not and cannot come to pass. We say thank you, Father God. We pray for everybody in a difficult place this morning, especially those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father, knowing that their soul is in jeopardy of eternal damnation. We pray that somebody will respond, Father God, to the yielding, to the pleading, to the knocking of the Holy Spirit on the doors of their heart. And we say thank you, Father God, that we are in, we made it in by your grace and by your mercy. Now, Father, help us to continue to grow. Help us to continue to mature. Help us to continue to keep on keeping on in the direction that you are taking us. We honor you today, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for where we've been, where we are, where we're going. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Over, 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 and over again. Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to any way you want to take it, any way you want to turn it. Father, we'll be satisfied because we trust you, and we know that you're in our best interest. Father God, we just want to make sure that we're in yours. Thank you for helping us to seek first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness. and all these other things will be added unto us. Now, hallelujah, you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Glory be to God. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, all of our lovely partners, amen, all of those visiting with us, glory be to God. The partakers, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to say good morning to everybody. Amen, hallelujah. All of us who are born again, those of us, amen, who's about to be born again this day, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We welcome you here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord, this platform where we meet 7 days a week lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And if you happen to be a first timer with this ministry, amen, we want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. Please enjoy the services to the extent to keep on coming back. We ask that you will please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry, amen, and all that we are doing. Amen, for the Lord's kingdom, and we bless God. All right, all right, all right, all right. We want to thank God for bringing us through another night. Beloved, we cannot take that for granted. Amen. When we lay down and wake up, it's a miracle. It's a miracle, saints, because a lot of people lay down but don't wake up for several reasons. And we can go on and on, talk about the different reasons that people lay down and don't get up. But God gave us one more day. We can't talk about tomorrow. We can't talk about the weekend, what's going to happen next month, next year. We don't know that, saints. All we know is what we have right now. We can't even talk about what's going to happen later today. Glory be to God. Because, beloved, I know when I was growing up, and I still hear people saying this, they say, well, we just going to take one day at a time. No, not in the times we're living in. You can't take one day at a time, saints, because you don't have the day. A lot of people woke up this morning, but guess what? Come 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock noon, they won't be here. Unfortunately, in the streets of Philadelphia, beloved, by the time the sun goes down, a lot of people are not going to be here because of gun violence. COVID-19 is still taking people out. See? And just natural death causes. You don't have to be nothing spectacular. Just natural death causes. Huh? See, beloved, we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow, and I know some of us have plans for the weekend, but you can't put your head on the chopping block and guarantee nobody that you're going to be somewhere because you don't know. But one thing we do have is right now. Right now. Amen. And I say, when people say, let's take one day at a time, I say, no, let's take one step at a time. Because the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. And so since we have right now, beloved, hallelujah, we need to hold on to the word of God that says, I will bless the Lord. At all times I will bless the Lord at all times. Why? Because this is all the time I got. Can't you wait and do it later on this afternoon? Later on this afternoon ain't guaranteed to me. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God's praise shall continually be in our mouth. Amen. Amen, saints. Amen. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Glory be to God. So, beloved, this is why we don't fear death. We don't fear bad news. We don't fear the arrow by day or the terror at night. Why, beloved? Because we know that sooner or later this all comes to an expiration date anyhow. But when we get there, because we're in good standing, glory be to God. Because we're in good standing, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. And some of you are doing pretty good down here on earth, planet earth. God bless you, and that's the will of God. You're going to do better. But I tell you, there's a place better than this. I tell you, there's a place, amen, where there's no darkness. I tell you, where the streets are gold. I tell you, there's no gun violence. There's no COVID-19. There's no cancer. There's no anger. There's no drama. There's no riffing. There's no wrath. I'm talking about you not living in no one-room shack either. I'm talking about living in a mansion. Huh? And I'm not talking about for no expiration date. I'm not talking about for 100 years, 1,000 years. I'm talking about for eternity. Forever, 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 forevermore. Now, beloved, that's worth whatever is required. I don't know how you feel about it. Let me just tell you how I feel about it. That promise, beloved, is worth whatever is required. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, it's time to know him. And if you do know Jesus, amen, it's time to act like you know him. It's time to act like you know him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. The God's word. We got to get into the word. Hear the word. Thank God we hear the word. Faith cometh by hearing. Now, it don't stop there. You got to do some reading. You got to do some meditating. You got to do some studying. Come on now. What are your thoughts? What do your thoughts look like during the day? What are you thinking? If you're thinking, amen, beloved, negative, you're reading the word, but you're still thinking negative. Well, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Your thoughts are in fear. Your thoughts are in evil. Your thoughts are in lack. Huh? Where are you parking your thoughts? Because that's what you're going to get. Well, the word of God says this. Yeah, the word of God says that, but where's your thoughts? That's why your thoughts have to be parked in the word of God. Think on these things. Philippians chapter 4. Beloved, we have to program ourselves. We have to change our ways. And God has given us everything that we need to make it possible. Beloved, but without faith, it ain't going to work. Amen? And so we blessed be the name of God. I'm telling you, I'm happy in my soul. I'm happy in my soul. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. I just want to give God praise today. Amen, hallelujah, for victory, for absolute, uncommon victory, every area of my life. And every area of my life, not only for me, victory for all of my children and grandchildren, and all of my family, natural family, and all of my spiritual family. Huh? All of those I partner with, amen, the other ministries I partner with, the leaders over my life, amen, covering me, my bishop, my archbishop, huh? I thank them. Glory be to God, huh? My book, the book that I'm up 2, 3 o'clock every morning because that's the time the Holy Spirit wake me up. It's okay. It's okay with me. I thank God I can wake up. Beloved, when I go into spiritual warfare, I got all y'all names listed right here. I know who the partners are right now. I know who the partners are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have an accountant, glory be to God, but I see the money as the money come in. I know who giving. Glory be to God. I got everybody's name down here. I ain't going to start calling no names. I got everybody's name. Look, if I don't know your name, then that means that you haven't sold into the ministry. Glory be to God. I got everybody's name down here. One, two, four, five, six, seven, ten. I got you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm praying for you. You praying for me. Hallelujah. And we're going to be okay. Beloved, let me tell you this. For those of you that's ducking and dodging, ducking and dodging, ducking and dodging, you got to have somebody over you. For those of you, amen, that don't have, not partnering with some type of ministry, all right? In the meantime, you should have a good home church, amen, but in the meantime, amen, glory be to love. Beloved, you got to be sowing somewhere, glory be to God, and because where you sow, amen, that ministry is covering you. That leader is covering you if it's a good leader, if it's a God-sent leader. Now, you got some leaders out there, they're wolves in sheep clothing. All they want is your money. That's all they want. Huh? Then you got others, glory be to God, hallelujah, that even if you don't give, if you got a little bit, they're going to pray for you anyhow, glory be to God. And, but let me say this. My point is this. As we get to our scripture this morning, you got to have a spiritual covering. And that's not our subject today, but beloved, amen, if we would really investigate and see all of these premature deaths that's taking place around our world and around our country, I guarantee you, glory be to all the bloodshed and the violence and the evil that's taking place, I guarantee you when you investigate it, glory be to God, 9 out of 10, probably 9.5 out of 10, they didn't have a spiritual covering. They ain't had nobody praying for them. And this is why the Bible speaks about leadership in your spiritual covering, and don't be no trouble to your leader. And we'll talk about that some more when the Lord lead us that way, beloved. It's a blessing to have a covering. Some of you lay it up. Some of you got a couple. You got this ministry covering you, amen, and you got that ministry covering you, glory be to God, and that, hey, huh? And to God be praise. And to God be praise. Yesterday, amen, we talked about, amen, when the dead hears. Amen. I don't know if you enjoyed that teaching, but God knows I did. God knows I enjoyed that one. Amen, beloved. And so we concluded that teaching, amen, by approving through the scriptures, amen, that all of us, amen, hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because that's how you came to Christ in the first place, when he was, you know, pulling on you and guiding you and pleading with you and knocking on your door, you finally opened, amen, and you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. We want to continue in that vein on this morning as we talk about following the leader, following the leader and our teaching on the Holy Spirit. Father God, we bless you. And we say thank you right now, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, glory be to God. Amen. We know that I've been invited on several times, amen, by different leaders and different ministries, amen, to come and take a tour, you know, to Jerusalem and Israel, you know, book your tour now, and we're going over and we're going to tour. I haven't gone yet. I know many people that have, and they are just, you know, raving about the tours. We, you know, especially when we don't know what's going on right now. And right now is a real good time to go. But whenever the Holy Spirit leads us, amen, I think that's a good thing, amen, to see, you know, where Jesus walked and, you know, and the history, amen, of that. So we want to thank God for these, beloved. But to visit these sites, it is required that a person be accompanied by an official guide. okay? Glory be to God. These guys are certified by the government, and they undergo a rigorous certification, which must be renewed every year. The process requires guides to receive ongoing education and training in a variety of subjects, such as history and art, beloved. In addition to that, they must earn their initial degrees. Official guides are not simply individuals who snap a tour guide badge on their shirt or their jacket, but these are highly trained specialists, beloved, who invested years of study in order to obtain and maintain that hard-earned status as official guide. For us to make a tour, beloved, a guide must know how to communicate effectively and to give clear instructions concerning where to go, what to stay away from, and so on. Hiring good guides can be expensive because they have spent so many years studying and training. However, their expertise is invaluable. As they lead people through a site, tour guides impart information that can only be obtained, beloved, through many years of studying, a commitment that most people obviously cannot make. We know that in many large complex sites, such as the ancient ruins of Ephesus, beloved, and in modern-day Turkey, it would almost be foolish to try to see these sites without a certified guide. Because these sites are huge, and parts of the ancient roads are, they are deteriorated, they're twisted, they're rocky, and they're potentially dangerous. In fact, there are so many paths to take that an uninformed person could easily get confused and lost along the way. However, with a good tour guide at your side, you can rest assured that you will not get hurt or lost as you explore. And you'll conclude your experience, beloved, with a wonderful memory of a trip well executed. We thank God for tour guides. Amen. I know when I have used them, this very, very informative, very, very invaluable and well worth it. And so, beloved, with this example of the tour guide in mind, Jesus speaks to us in St. John 16 and 13, and he says this, "How be it when he, the Spirit of truth," you notice he said when he didn't say when it. He says, "How be it when he," a personality, "the Spirit of truth is come," speaking about the Holy Spirit, a.k.a. the Holy Ghost, "he will guide you," here you go, here's your tour guide, "into all truth." Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah, when Jesus, amen, spoke these words to his disciples, Jesus used the example of a tour guide to describe the guiding ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Just as a guide leads a group through a historical site, beloved, the Holy Spirit wants to guide us through life. When we look at this word guide that the Lord uses, beloved, in the Greek, it is a word that describes, glory be to God, a tour guide, or one who will lead you on an excursion. A tour guide is a professional who has gained an intimate knowledge of a site that you want to see through years of dedication and experience. He knows all of the shortcuts, and he knows all of the points of interest, and he can relate its history in depth. Your willingness, beloved, to allow the guide to lead and your willingness to follow his directions will save you from making mistakes and drawing incorrect conclusions about where you are, where you are headed, and what you are seeing. This word, beloved, also describes the guiding ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Jesus was informing us that if we are willing, and write that word down, willing, in your notebooks this morning. That's the operative word here. The word tells us in Joshua, when the Lord spoke to Joshua, he said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. You ain't going to eat the good of the land just because there's good in the land. No, if you be willing. So that word is very, very important. I need you to make note of that. Beloved, if you are willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, if you are willing to follow his instructions, then, beloved, he will act as a guide for your life. Like the tour guides discussed, beloved, the Holy Spirit knows what lies ahead of us. He knows the obstacles that we should avoid. He sees our ultimate destination. And he also knows God's plan for our lives, down to the smallest detail. Oh, my God, I'm happy about that. The Holy Spirit knows every route God desires for us to take. Beloved, and if we are willing to follow the Spirit's leading, he will give us a wonderful and a memorial experience along the path of life if we are willing to follow the leader. I didn't say to lead the leader, because some people don't want to lead. Some people don't want to follow. See? Don't, you know, all these, everybody want to be the chief. Everybody want to be the chief. Glory be to God. Beloved, I want to tell you this morning that the Holy Spirit deeply desires to guide you in life. And if you will let him lead you, he will offer you sound guidance in every sphere of your life. If you listen to his voice, beloved, he will tell you the career you should choose. If you are willing to listen to his voice, he will tell you the person you should marry. If you are willing to listen to your voice, he will tell you the place that you should live. He is the only one who knows the future. Therefore, he is the only one who is truly qualified to lead and to guide you. So often we're putting our trust in people and psychics and fortune tellers and this person and that person, but they are not qualified to lead and guide you. Why? Because they don't know the future. They don't even know where they're going to be the next 3 hours. How are they going to tell you? Divine guidance, beloved, is one of the biggest challenges we face in Christian life. However, Jesus explicitly said that the Holy Spirit is here to lead you, to lead us. And the Holy Spirit, his ministry, this is his ministry. Some ministries shut down. Some ministries get slack. Come on. No, no. This is the Holy Spirit's ministry. He's always on his A-game. His ministry is to lead us. His ministry is to guide us every step along the way, not just on Sundays, not just when you reach a major hurdle. Not just when the money looks funny or the doctors give a good report. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to guide you 24 hours a day. Acknowledge me, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge me in all of your ways. I will direct your path. Well, I think God meant what he said. Well, you praying to God about that? Mm-mm, I don't care. I don't think God's concerned about, you know, what color you wear or what outfit you wear or, you know, look, I talk to the Lord about what, I talk to the Holy Spirit about what I'm eating for dinner, breakfast, lunch. This thing is personal, beloved. And he takes pleasure in it. What are we doing today, Holy Spirit? Which direction are we going? This is what he wants to do. Why? Because Jesus said it. He's the Holy Spirit's job. Why are you trying to take over the Holy Spirit's job? Spirit, take the day off. I got this. Holy Spirit, now you sit right here. I'll be back in a couple hours. I can't take you right here. You can't see this, Holy Spirit. I'll be back. Because I already repented. I already repented before I did this. And you know some saints do that? I heard them say it. I already repented. Repented for what I'm going to do and what I'm going to do tonight. I already asked God to forgive me for what I'm going to do tonight. Because, see, they already made the appointment with sin. They already know what they're going to do at 9 o'clock. Well, they're not going to be on the prayer call tonight at 10 o'clock. They already made some other appointment, see, and they already asked God to forgive them. And I'm telling you, beloved, that's what you call it. That's part of the definition of iniquity. And you're in a dangerous situation. I just want to throw that in there. Beloved, as I close on this morning, what a release and security it affords us to know that God the Father has charged the Holy Spirit with the responsibility of leading and guiding us to the right place at the right time. So you could be in the right place, but the timing is wrong. Oh. God bless those souls. God bless all those souls, amen, that was murdered, amen, at work, amen, Texas, California, everywhere. There's a disgruntled, you know, this employee, and they want to pull out a shotgun and shoot folks. And we pray for those families of the deceased. But they was at the right place because they was working. They just happened to be there the wrong time. You was at the right place when you was at the supermarket when those 10 people got shot up in the supermarket. Beloved, glory be to God. You was at the right place sitting in church. You was at the right place. You was supposed to have been sitting in church. You had to go food shopping. You was in the right place. You was in the right place when you went to the bank. You had to go handle your business. You was in the right place. You just happened to be there at the wrong time. Well, guess what, beloved? The Holy Spirit is going to lead you to the right place at the wrong time if you're paying attention. If the Holy Spirit is saying, no, you know, you feel in your spirit, you know, you want to do this thing at 10 o'clock, but you ain't feeling it. You ain't feeling it. The Holy Spirit is trying to tell you, no, you're going to wait. You're going to wait till I release you. But I got to go now. This is going to mess up my day. I got to go now. Huh? And you go and you do it anyhow, huh? You usurp your authority over the Holy Spirit and you pay for that. Not knowing that the Holy Spirit was telling you, no, something happening, something going to be happening in that area around that time. Now, no, you're going to wait and you're going to go this afternoon. You're going to do this thing tomorrow or next week. Or maybe you ain't even going to do it at all. But what we do, we don't want to submit to his guidance because we're afraid of what other people going to say, how we going to look, and this and that and that and that. And so now we're trying to lead the Holy Spirit instead of the Holy Spirit leading us. We want the Holy Spirit to listen to us instead of we listening to him. Well, then the consequences, amen, is now yours. The Holy Spirit can't take responsibility when you buck up against him. when you're out and you're so stubborn and pride and spiritual arrogance and you got to have things your way? Because it's just the way I'm just used to doing it. Yeah, and that's why you used to failing too. Rising and falling. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good now. Uh-huh, yeah, you was doing pretty good 6 months ago too. You hit a certain plateau and you come right back down, rising and falling. Rise, baby, that's not the will of God. God's will is for you to rise and keep on rising. The sky is the limit. No, the sky is not the limit. Exceeding and abundant above all you can ask or think. You can't get there, beloved, on your own because you don't know where you're going. You don't know where the loopholes are. You don't know where the traps are. You don't know where Satan and his demons are hiding out. You don't know the hearts of people smiling in your face, pretending they like you. You don't know where devastation is. You don't know where that stray bullet is. You don't know where that rapist is. You don't know where that home invasion is scheduled to take place. You don't know none of that. We don't know all of that, but guess who does? The Holy Spirit. Yeah, he looked fine, so you married him because he was fine. Yeah, she was beautiful, you know, with curves and long hair, but you ain't know they was crazy as a bat. But guess who did? You couldn't see their dark side. They wouldn't allow you to see their dark side. Nobody shows people their dark side when they first meet. They cover that up. But guess who sees it? Beloved, the truth of the matter is a lot of us would not be in the jam that we're in today if we would just be obedient and follow the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let's go this way. What? What? Nah, I feel God lead me, but I don't think God want me to do this, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. What? Bamboozled, hoodwinked. Huh? Those carnal ways bring carnal results. Beloved, if we would just learn to just begin to reprogram ourselves, taking on the mind of Christ, trusting God at his word. God, I don't understand why you lead me this way, but guess what? I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't got no problem with it because I know that you're in my best interest. Beloved, we have to know that the Holy Spirit has responsibility for you. He has been charged by God the Father. God the Father has charged the Holy Spirit, lead my daughter, lead my son, guide them into green pastures, guide them beside the still waters, take them into, amen, the treasures, and show them the treasures of darkness and secret places. Open the two-leaf gates for them. Lead them into a large place. Lead them before kings and queens who will serve as their nursing mothers and fathers. Take them around the booby traps of life. Beloved, glory be to God. And guess what? Every single time. And I'm going to confess. I'm really finished. Glory be to God. I just want to say this. But look, the times, amen, that I find myself frustrated, trying to be frustrated, tossed to and fro. I don't know. Should I do this? I don't know. But if I do this, what's going to happen? If I do that, what's going to happen? And up and down and around. And then the Holy Spirit is saying, now, did you talk to me? Oh, this happened recently. I ain't all the way in the zone yet, y'all. I ain't talking like I'm all the way in. All I know is I ain't where I used to be. The Holy Spirit is saying, did you talk to me? And you know what I have to do? Confess and repent. Father, forgive me for not talking to you. I'm trying to figure out things in my own ability, my own accord, my own intellect, my own knowledge, like I know something. When the Holy Spirit reveals to me the only reason I have this frustration, internal frustration, up and down, glory be to God, the spirit of fear coming, trying to take over, the spirit of worriness, trying to take over, depression, it's because I haven't talked to him. Then I sit down, I confess, and then I talk to him. And I say, okay, Lord, such and such, such and such, such and such, such and such. Now, you show me what you want me to do, Father. If this is your will, Father God, show me when, show me where, show me how, show me who. And if it's not your will, it's okay. Just take it away from me, Father. And, beloved, when you lay it out like that and let the Holy Spirit lead you, that thing is done so perfectly. My God got you shining like gold. He brings everything together. He connects all the dots. He crosses all the T's. Come on, glory be to everything so smooth, and he makes it look so simple. Like you knew what you was doing. You ain't know nothing. You were just following the leader because you acknowledged him. You submitted to his sovereignty. You trusted him. You put your faith in him. And you will never fail. Only if we would trust him more. Only if we would talk to God more. Only if we would follow. Stop being a people pleaser. People have no heaven or hell to put you in. Stop trying to please people. Glory be to God. And follow the Holy Ghost. Our blessings are contingent, beloved. If you, read Deuteronomy, beloved, if you would do this, I will do, if you, well, I'm just depending on God. How you depending on God and you ain't listening to him? How you going to say you depending on God and you being outright disobedient? I know God told me to do it this way, but you know what? I'm going to try something new. Why? And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. I think the Holy Spirit tell me to do it this way, but everybody else doing it this way, and I don't want to be no oddball. Mm-hmm. You see why so few, amen, of God's people shine at the top, beloved? When we look at Moses, when we look at Abraham, and we look at Joshua, when we look at Paul, and we examine these men and women, you want to know why they stand out at the top? Because they ain't care about nobody say. They say, I'm going to do it God's way. Why? Because this is where he's leading me. But this ain't where he took me. All right, that's your story. Let me live mine. Let me live mine. Because there is a way that seemeth right to a man. When I say man, I mean woman. But the ends thereof are the ways of death. Beloved, let me say this as I close this morning. The Holy Spirit warns us away from certain people. Oh, you better pay attention. You better, it don't make no difference who I go around. The devil is a liar. Even Jesus himself couldn't go around certain people. When the Holy Spirit say, cut your distance, baby, you better cut your distance. And when the Holy Spirit say, draw close, you better draw close. The Holy Spirit will warn us away from certain people, certain places, and situations. Can't go this time, y'all. Can't, and you don't have to owe nobody no explanation every time you make a decision. My answer is no. Why? You ain't got to know why. Yes is yes is. Yeah, I'll be there. No, I won't. I know I said I would, but that was before I prayed about it. And, beloved, this is why, amen, the Bible says you ought to say, Lord will. You coming, Pastor? Yeah, I'll be there, Lord will. See, because number one, I don't know what God going to do. And number two, I want to be there, but the truth of the matter is I ain't even prayed about this thing yet. I want to make you happy and show up, but the truth of the matter is I ain't even prayed about it. Now, I don't know what God want me to do a Saturday at 3 o'clock. And, beloved, this is how we always find ourselves in situations, because we're following our flesh, we're following our intellect, we're following the desires of other people, we're following the devil, amen, truth be told, amen. But we got to lean in to what does the Holy Spirit want and where is he leading me, because wherever he's leading me is where the blessing is for that day. Because he is the blessing. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he has no sorrow to it. Beloved, the reason that the Holy Spirit leads us away from certain people, places, and situations is because that's his job. Without his direction, we are incapable of discerning where we should go in life, the people with whom we should surround ourselves, and the best timing for our endeavors. However, in order for this to happen, listen to me. Listen, if you didn't hear nothing else I said over the last half hour or so, listen to this. In order to make this happen, beloved, if you want God's best for your life, if you're tired of being tired and you say enough is enough already, we have to make an effort to listen to the Holy Spirit's voice. You have to put that effort in and be willing to follow his instructions. See, because sometimes, beloved, glory, we willing, but we not obedient. And sometimes we're obedient, but we're not willing. This is why the scripture says, if you be willing and obedient. Because you was willing, but you still didn't do what you were supposed to do. Or sometimes we do it, glory be to God, but, amen, the attitude's not right because we ain't willing. It's like somebody tying a rope around your neck and got to pull you. Beloved, if we do that, we'll find that the Holy Spirit is leading us just as he did the apostles in the book of Acts. I encourage you to read the book of Acts and see how the Holy Spirit, the reason that the apostles was able to do great exploits was only one reason, because they was being led by the Holy Spirit. And we already shared with you that everything Jesus did from the moment he was conceived in Mary's womb was by partnership with the Holy Spirit. Absolutely everything, all of his miracles, everything, even the resurrection of his dead body was done by the Holy Spirit. He even ascended back up into heaven by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, if the Holy Spirit was good enough for Jesus to partner up with, those of you looking for a partner, amen, those of you not looking for a partner, you need to partner anyhow with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Today, I urge you, beloved, to open your heart to the guiding ministry of the Holy Spirit. Trust that he is the Spirit of truth who will not mislead you. Take the hand of the Holy Spirit. Let me hold your hand. It's good to touch. It's good to touch to a certain extent. I don't know. Still wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands when you get finished touching. Amen. Buy some of that HIPAA Clean and wash your hands real good. But beloved, amen. Take the hands of the Lord. Take his hand first. If you take his hand first, he'll show you whoever else hand. If you take his hand, he'll let you know in the physical who hands to take. Take the hand of the Holy Spirit, beloved, and tell the Holy Spirit from your heart. This is what I want you to say. Holy Spirit, I trust you from this moment forward to be my guide every step of the way. Lead me, guide me, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know the whole song. Amen. But the song will lead me, guide me every step of the way. God, if you lead me and guide me, I won't go astray. The Holy Spirit not going to lead you into hell. The Holy Spirit not going to lead you into no booby traps. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you anywhere you can be taken advantage of by Satan. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you into poverty. He's not going to lead you into coronavirus. Amen. He's not going to lead you into premature death. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you there, baby. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you to be set up by enemies and people that are envious and jealous over you. He's going to let you know they got a problem with you. Holy Spirit, we open our hearts to your leading and guiding in our lives. We repent for foolishly having tried to lead ourselves through difficult decisions and questions when you were always right there, wanting to lead us along the way. You know the plan of God for us down to the smallest detail, and from this time forward, we will do our best to consult you and to yield to your guidance for our lives. You know everything about us. You know our future, which steps we need to take next. And rather than try to figure it all out on our own, we entrust ourselves to you as our official guide to lead us every step of the way. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word. Look, I am not out of words, but I'm out of time. We want to say thank you, Jesus. All right. In form of announcements today, we will be at the altar prayer tonight, 10 o'clock. Set your alarm. Okay? Set your alarm for 9:45 to wake up. It was time for the Holy Ghost party, the Holy Ghost party that we have every other Friday night here in this ministry. Come on, come on. Be ready to jump in. Amen. Let's get our praise on. Let's get our worship on. Shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. And walk away in a higher dimension, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down, because God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Today is offering day here in the ministry. Okay, so now, I've been talking to some of you guys, and y'all been sending me texts and emails and encouraging me. God bless you. You know, Pastor, you need a break. You need a vacation. Well, guess what? Guess what? The Holy Spirit agrees with you all. I've been, amen, 10 years in this ministry without a vacation. Well, I'm taking one. I'm taking a little vacation in the next couple of weeks. I'm taking a little vacation. The ministry is going to still go on. Don't worry about it. All right. So now, for all of you that really, for those of you that want to let's put some action with your mouth. Yeah, because love is an action word. All right. For all of you that think that Pastor Bradford really need a vacation, love offerings are being accepted. Okay? Look, I got to pay for hotel room, got to pay for travel. I know y'all don't want me over there eating hot dogs, although I ain't got no problem eating hot dogs. I'll go away fasting, but I know y'all want me to, you know what I mean, to take a real break. All right? All right, it takes money to do that. All I'm saying, glory be to God, is all offerings will be accepted. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, and I love you back. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, meet us at 12 o'clock for our altar prayer. Back 10 o'clock tonight, amen, for our Friday night prayer service. And then, Lord's willing, we will be back on this same station tomorrow at 6 a.m. for our early morning breakfast. In Jesus' name. If you do not know Jesus, all right, now I'm in a high note. I'm trying to stay high. I don't want to start crying. But before I give the benediction, if you're listening in the background, maybe you tuned on this station, amen, just flipping through the channels on the internet, and you don't know Jesus, we encourage you. We encourage you right now. Don't even wait till breakfast time. Don't wait till breakfast time. Right now, this moment, give your life to Jesus. Right now, submit. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. For those of you that know Jesus, but you've been living in disobedience and rebellion, not submitting to the leading of the Holy Spirit, instead of the Holy Spirit softening your heart is being hardened, like what happened to Pharaoh. When God sent Moses to Pharaoh, instead of the word softening Moses' heart, Pharaoh's heart, it hardened Pharaoh's heart. Some of you, your hearts are hardened. This confess your sin, first of all, so God can hear you, and then ask God to help you. And he is willing. He will never turn his back on you. He will never say no. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for this service on today. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We thank you for the leading of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for forgiving us, Father God, for our disobedience and rewarding us, Father God, in your time, in your way, for everything that we do, Father God, which is our reasonable service. As we go forward this day, we're being led by the Holy Spirit. We don't care if this is normally what we do, Father God. If the Holy Spirit tells us something different, we're going to do it different. And we thank you for helping us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for canceling bad news. Thank you for canceling tears and sorrow and devastation. Thank you for canceling premature death. Thank you, Father God. We don't know where these things are, but the Holy Spirit does, because he knows all things. Hallelujah. And he lives on the inside of us. Father, we're so blessed. We're spoiled rotten. We're just spoiled rotten, Father God. Help us no longer to take the Holy Spirit for granted or to quench him or to grieve him. And we say thank you. God, as we come together at 12 o'clock for our 12 o'clock prayer, Father God, we say thank you for the service, Father God. As we come back at 10 o'clock for our Holy Ghost Friday night party, we say thank you for that. God, in Jesus' name, thank you for everything along the way. Everything, Father. This whole day we commit to you, and we thank you for blessing it and giving it back to us. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, and the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you. How I love you more and more, oh, each day. I just want to be close to you. Close to you.
Bless the Lord. My pleasure to be in your service today. Amen. Everyone have a good one. Pastor Bradford signing out.